Elise Stefanik accepts Donald Trump's offer for UN ambassador. By Wendell Hasebo on November 11, 2024. House Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, accepted President-elect Donald Trump's nomination on Sunday to be ambassador to the United Nations. Trump's selection will assure the president has an incredibly strong, tough, and smart America First fighter to maintain internal peace and security, he wrote in a statement. I am honored to nominate Chairwoman Elise Stefanik to serve in my cabinet as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Elise is an incredibly strong, tough, and smart America First fighter, Trump told the New York Post. Stefanik rose to prominence in the House in 2021 after replacing Liz Cheney as conference chair. She then played a pivotal part in the Republican effort to retake control of the House during the 2022 midterms. Earlier this year, the New York Congresswoman was the leading Republican focused on rooting out anti-Semitism on college campuses. Stefanik will now turn her energy to serving Trump and his administration as UN ambassador. I'm truly honored to earn President Trump's nomination to serve in his cabinet as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Stefanik told the Post. During my conversation with President Trump, I shared how deeply humbled I am to accept his nomination and that I look forward to earning the support of my colleagues in the United States Senate. President Trump's historic landslide election has given hope to the American people and is a reminder that brighter days are ahead, both at home and abroad, she said. America continues to be the beacon of the world, but we expect and must demand that our friends and allies be strong partners in the peace we seek. The work ahead is immense as we see anti-Semitism skyrocketing coupled with 4 years of catastrophically weak U.S. leadership that significantly weakened our national security and diminished our standing in the eyes of both allies and adversaries, Stefanik said in her statement. I stand ready to advance President Donald J. Trump's restoration of America First peace through strength leadership on the world stage on day one at the United Nations. During Trump's first administration, he withdrew from the UN's World Health Organization and terminated the $450 million contribution after the organization effectively failed to conduct oversight of the 2020 pandemic. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.